It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, and I'm delighted to be bringing you this podcast. So many people today are focused on changing their lives for the better. I mean, maybe more than any time in history, people are really focused on personal empowerment. And they're doing everything they can. They're reading books. They're attending workshops. They're listening to podcasts. They're listening to CD programs. They're attending webinars. They're doing everything in the sun. And oftentimes they will call me or write me and they'll say, Robert, I'm doing it all. And something is stopping me. It's like I'm under magical attack. But it's not magical attack. It's their own negative emotions. This is about clearing your own negative emotions. And here's why that's important. Because if you have negative emotions, then you have what in NLP we call negative anchors associated with something. And if it's associated with building wealth or having a loving, happy, open relationship or finding your soulmate or something that you really, really want, then all the effort forward is thwarted by those negative emotions. Those negative emotions get in the way and they stop it. Just when things started to look good, people will say, everything went to pot. Things just fell apart. Your negative emotions hurt your conscious life. They're destroying your subconscious life. And they're absolutely annihilating your law of attraction life, your ability to attract the life you really want. Many of these negative emotions are trapped within your body. It was Dr. Wilhelm Reich, who said that it's not just about treating the mind, it's about treating the body as well. That even if we've cleared out the mind, this negative energy, these negative emotions can be trapped within what he called the muscular armoring of the body. So it has to be cleared out from that level as well. It can be done, but it requires some energy and effort on your part. One of the books I'm going to recommend to you is by a Dr. Alexander Lowen, who is a Reichian physician and psychiatrist. And he wrote a book called Betrayal of the Body. And in this book, Lowen gives you exercises, simple exercises that you can do that will start to break down and open up that entrapped negative emotions that you have in your physical body, in your nervous system, in your muscular armoring. These exercises aren't hard to do, but what happens is once these negative emotions come out, oftentimes people will do some Reichian exercises. And I do this with Ruach breath work too. When I work with people one-on-one, I oftentimes will take them through some deep breath work, because what I want to do is I want to break up the muscular armoring in the body that is keeping that person trapped. Well, anyway, you can get the book. I think it's available on Amazon, Betrayal of the Body by Dr. Alexander Lowen. It's not a new book. It's been out for years, but I highly, highly recommend it. We need to identify our negative emotions. We need to identify them and then give them an image in our mind. I had a lady last night. I think she's a remarkable lady. She's an intuitive. She says to me, "Robert, I don't believe in demons." Well, you don't have to believe in demons. I don't necessarily believe in literal demons either. But our minds work through archetypes. So if I can give these negative emotions a particular color, now listen to me, this is important. This is big stuff. Now, if I can give that archetype a color, a size, a look, a feeling, then I can create an archetype. So maybe I've got this green, one-eyed, slimy monster that represents my fear of love, my fear of opening up my heart to someone. Once I understand what it looks like and I've created an image of it, I can begin to change it. What happens when I change it from green to red? What happens when I make its size smaller and bigger? What happens when I change my feelings about it? What happens when I make it gray and farther away from me? Do I become more empowered? Do I open up myself to love or prosperity or money easier? These are all very, very empowering techniques that you can use to clear away negative emotions. I have more, but first I want to talk to you about a program that I think is a mind blower as far as clearing out negative emotions. If you'll stay with step 1, 2, and 3 of the guarantee for 30 days, you will clear out 95% of your negative emotions that are holding you back and causing you pain. Remember, these negative emotions stop you from attracting what it is that you want to attract. They stop you from doing what it is you want to do. They stop you from becoming what it is you want to become. You've got to take on these negative emotions head on. I'm serious. The guarantee works. I named it the guarantee. I want you to try it for 90 days. Give it a shot. Put your heart and soul into it. Live it, breathe it, eat it, smell it, drink it, drink the guarantee. You know, you can't drink it, but you know what I'm saying. I want you to just immerse yourself in it for 90 days. If it doesn't work, I guarantee that it will work. But if it doesn't work, you know, you write me, tell me why it didn't work. I'll give you your money back. I'm serious. This works to clear out negative emotions, and it works to help you begin attracting anything you want. You know, we say on the cover within 28 days, but the guarantee is I want you to try it and use it for 90 days. Get the guarantee at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. And while you are ordering the guarantee, remember to claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. You can do that on the same website, www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Thank you so much. Let's go on with this. The next method for clearing out negative emotions is cutting cords. Spiritual, emotional, psychological, energetic cords. Sometimes with people that are very spiritual, we invoke the power of angels. We use Kabbalistic techniques. With other people, we may focus on the chakras or on the sephirot, on the tree of life. We may focus on the energy centers on the body. You know, there's a lot of different ways of cutting these cords. Sometimes we'll do them in trance. Sometimes we won't. But these cords, when they're cut, oh my gosh, it is absolutely freeing. I mean, you're going to feel so much better, so much freer, so much cleaner, and that will help you get back on track to invoking and living the life that you want. Well, you know, there's another technique that I think is important, and that's to separate you from the experience. And this is usually done under a hypnosis. And we take the experience and we pull you out of it so that now you are not in the experience. What happens is when a person has, say, a fear of heights and they look down and they get all wobbly, is they're in the picture. They're living the picture. But when you can separate yourself out and see yourself looking down, you don't get wobbly and crazy and all that kind of stuff. You don't have all that fear of height come up. It's the same thing with a lot of other fears and anxieties and negative emotions. So we're going to find out these negative emotions. Sometimes we're going to give them identities, and then we're going to separate you from them. And you can do this yourself through creative visualization. It's a wonderful tool to help you separate yourself from these fears and anxieties. And once you start separating yourself, then you can make the picture farther away, farther away, farther away. Well, you know, this one is extremely powerful and works almost every time I use it. And that is working with past lives. Past life clearing is absolutely incredible, because so many of us, whether you believe in past lives or not, it works. And the theory is that we've done stuff or had experiences in a past life that we are either reliving over and over and over again into this life, or that we haven't worked through in a past life. We haven't dealt with it. And so by going back and dealing with it, kind of stepping you out of the timeline. Oftentimes it's referred to as timeline therapy. Stepping you out of that timeline and giving you a new outcome changes everything in your present life. It's exciting. And here's the cool thing about it. It doesn't make any difference whether past lives are real or not. It works. Now, one of the things I caution, the average hypnotherapist doesn't know what the heck they're doing. I don't care what they tell you. They really don't know what they're doing. You have to have a Kabbalistic understanding. You have to have an energetic understanding. You have to have an esoteric understanding. But more importantly, you have to have patience. I never expect to do a total clearing in one session. Usually it's about 3 to 5 sessions before we get that total clearing. Now, I know some people will say, well, I can get it done in one session. Well, good for you. I want to clear deep and I want to clear wide so that the weeds don't grow back again. Okay? I want those negative emotions gone from your life. Now, you can do this through self-meditation as well. And there are a number of programs on past life work. Another area that I think needs clearing is limiting beliefs. And perhaps it's a good idea to carry around a little notebook, and every time you think of or hear yourself say or hear yourself agree with a limiting belief, you write it down. and then go through these limiting beliefs and challenge them. Look at counter beliefs. For example, if the belief is money doesn't grow on trees because money's hard to make, then what is the opposite belief? The opposite belief is, well, paper money actually does grow on trees and it is easy to make. You see what I'm saying? So, and you start filling yourself with those new counter affirmations, and you'll start diminishing the old beliefs. They'll rear their heads up like dragons and fight with you for a while, but you'll get through it. And then I like celebrating outcomes. When you clear a negative belief, I think it's important to celebrate the outcome. All of a sudden, hey, I wasn't able to jump in the water before because I had this phobia of swimming. But now I just swam across the pool. Wow, we're going to Chuck E. Cheese's. We're going to celebrate this outcome. Celebrate your victories. Every time you do something or clear a negative belief that gives you more personal power, celebrate it. Hey, we're out of time. Why don't you celebrate your life today by paying it forward, helping someone else out, doing something good for somebody? And thank you so much for all the kind words on Blog Talk Radio and the 5 stars. It really helps out a lot. You have a great day now. Pay it forward. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.